In short, the conclusion is we made a big mistake. We didn't realize it until now. We thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. So by vaccinating people, we are inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin. And I have many other, I don't have time, but many other legitimate questions about the long-term safety, therefore, of this vaccine.
Right.
For example, with it accumulating in the ovaries, one of my questions is, will we be rendering young people infertile, some of them infertile?
This is from Scandinavia, a woman does a radio show there, Alex Pearson. She had a kind of, I think, a 10-minute segment with Dr. Brian Bertle, and he came on and said, look, I've got some bad news. It's shocking. People are not going to like this, but we just uncovered some information 2 days ago, and we need to share this with the public, and she let him go.
There's a couple of key pieces of scientific information that have become privy to just within the past few days that has made the final link so we understand now, myself and some key international collaborators, we understand exactly why these problems are happening and many others associated with these vaccines. And the story is a bit of a scary one, so just to brace you for this. The science that I'm going to be talking about, I don't have the time here to describe exactly the scientific data, but let me assure you that everything that I'm stating here, or that I'm going to state right now, is completely backed up by peer-reviewed scientific publications in well-known and well-respected scientific journals. I have all of this information in hand. So your listeners are going to be the first to hear the public release of this conclusion. The SARS coronavirus 2 has a spike protein on its surface. That spike protein is what allows it to infect our bodies. That is why we've been using the spike protein in our vaccines. The vaccines we're using get our cells in our body to manufacture that protein. If we can mount an immune response against that protein, in theory, we can prevent this virus from infecting the body. That's the theory behind the vaccine. However, when studying the disease, severe COVID-19, everything that you've just described, heart problems, lots of problems with the cardiovascular system, bleeding and clotting is all associated with severe COVID-19. And looking and doing that research, what has been discovered by the scientific community is the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system.
Yay.
If it gets into circulation. Indeed, if you inject the purified spike protein into the blood of research animals, they get all kinds of damage to the cardiovascular system, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain. Now, at first glance, that doesn't seem too concerning because we're injecting these vaccines into the shoulder muscle. The assumption, all up until now, has been that these vaccines behave like all of our traditional vaccines, that they don't go anywhere other than the injection site. So they stay in our shoulder. Some of the protein will go to the local draining lymph node in order to activate the immune system. However, this is where the cutting-edge science has come in, this is where it gets scary. Through a request for information from the Japanese regulatory agency, myself and several international collaborators have been able to get access to what's called a biodistribution study. It's the first time ever that scientists have been privy to seeing where these messenger RNA vaccines go after vaccination. In other words, is it a safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle? The short answer is absolutely not. It's very disconcerting. The spike protein gets into the blood, circulates through the blood in individuals over several days post-vaccination. It accumulates, once it gets in the blood, it accumulates in a number of tissues such as the spleen, the bone marrow, the liver, the adrenal glands. One that's of particular concern for me is it accumulates at quite high concentrations in the ovaries. What this means is, so we have known for a long time that the spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It is a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation. Now we have clear-cut evidence that the vaccines that make our bodies, or the muscles, or the cells in our deltoid muscles, right, manufacture this protein. The vaccine itself, plus the protein, gets into blood circulation. When in circulation, the spike protein can bind to the receptors that are on our platelets and the cells that line our blood vessels. When that happens, it can do one of two things. It can either cause platelets to clump, and that can lead to clotting. That's exactly why we've been seeing clotting disorders associated with these vaccines. It can also lead to bleeding. And, of course, the heart's involved. It's a key part of the cardiovascular system. That's why we're seeing heart problems The protein, it can also cross the blood-brain barrier and cause neurological damage. That's why also in the fatal cases of blood clots, many times it's seen in the brain. Looking into the adverse event database in the United States, we have found evidence of suckling infants experiencing bleeding disorders in the gastrointestinal tract. So this has implications for blood donation. Right now, Canadian Blood Services is saying people that who have been vaccinated can donate. We don't want transfer of these pathogenic spike proteins to fragile patients who are being transfused with that blood. This has serious implications for people for whom SARS coronavirus 2 is not a high-risk pathogen, and that includes all of our children. In short, the conclusion is we made a big mistake. We didn't realize it until now. We thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. So by vaccinating people, we are inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin. In some people, this gets into circulation. And when that happens in some people, it can cause damage, especially to the cardiovascular system. And I have many other, I don't have time, but many other legitimate questions about the long-term safety, therefore, of this vaccine. Right. For example, with it accumulating in the ovaries, one of my questions is, will we be rendering young people infertile? Some of them infertile. One of my questions is, will we be rendering young people infertile? Some of them infertile. Some of them infertile. Some of them infertile.